Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA, and I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you, and I'm 66 years old, I'll be 67 July 18th of this year, okay? Some of you may not think that's old, but when I was in the military during the Vietnam War, 66 years old seemed very old to me. I went in at 17 years of age into the military during the Vietnam War. Anyway, folks, I want to read something here to you about Hispanic population growth in America. Just keep in mind, folks, that the government lied to us and has been lying to us, saying there's only 11 to 12 million illegal aliens in this country, and the Border Patrol says there's over 30 million and growing every day because of the great amount of population, Hispanic population, coming across the southern border. And so this report may be wrong. Okay, it may be less, it may be much more than what they're telling us here. The growing Hispanic population in the United States has reached a new milestone, topping 50 million, or 16.3% of the nation, officially solidifying its position as the country's second largest group. The U.S. Census Bureau officials said Thursday. Now, remember, this is the U.S. government talking to us, folks, and they're saying that there's only 50 million Latinos in this country, Hispanics in this country, but there's 30,000 plus, almost 35,000 illegal aliens in this country. So they could be lying to us again. Overall, we've learned that our nation's population has become more racially and ethnically diverse over the past 10 years, said Nicholas Jones, chief of the Bureau's Racial Statistics Branch. That's the U.S. Census Bureau. Several trends emerged from the 2010 census, according to Robert Grove, director of the Census Bureau, and Mark Perry, chief of the Population Distribution Branch of the U.S. Census Bureau. We'll be right back after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network, folks. Stay tuned.
What? would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Back on the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you. Coming to you from our two police and military associations up here in the Great Rocky Mountains that I run myself with the help of an aide, Carol Asher. And if you call us here at Police and Military Against the New World Order, or Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on Constitutional Issues, the phone will be answered by Carol Asher, okay, my assistant, and she'll ask you what you want, and then put you through to me if that's what you want, okay? Okay, folks, let's go back to this report here from the U.S. Census Bureau, which can't be trusted, by the way, folks. It's part of government, and they've been lying to us about the illegal aliens in this country for 25 years now, 30 years now. They say there's only 11 to 12 million illegals here, but the Border Patrol, who I'm very close to, says there's over 35 million in here now, because there's more coming in all the years ago, they said there was 30 million illegal aliens in here. So we can't trust the U.S. Census Bureau, but here, I'm going to share the rest of this with you. The American citizens' country is growing at a smaller rate than the Hispanic growth rate. Growth is concentrated in metropolitan areas and in the American West and South. The highest growing communities are suburbs such as Lincoln, California, and Sacramento, and standard-bearer cities such as Boston, Baltimore, and Milwaukee are no longer in the top 20 of population, replaced by upstarts such as El Paso, Texas, and Charlotte, North Carolina, and Arizona. The most significant trend, however, appears to be in the nation's new count of 50.5 million Latinos, whose massive expansion accounted for more than half of the nation's overall growth of 27.3 million people to the new overall U.S. population of 308.7 million people in the United States. The Hispanic population grew 43% since the year 2000, officials say. And this is mostly illegal aliens coming across the border, folks. In stark contrast, all other populations together grew by only about 5%. That's the American population, officials said. The nation as a whole expanded by 9.7% in the last year. Bureau officials declined Thursday to say how much illegal immigration has spurred growth among Latinos and other minorities, saying the sources of the growth are still being studied. That's a bunch of lies, folks. The U.S. Census Bureau knows exactly how many illegal aliens are here of that 15 million or more in this country. Those are actually very excellent questions, says Robert Ramirez, chief of the Bureau's ethnicity and ancestry branch. We are actually in the middle of a process of investigating that question. How many illegal aliens are here? That's not true, folks. The U.S. Census Bureau has already done that evaluation, and they know. They just don't want to tell us. Devera Cohn, a senior writer at the Pew Research Center in Washington District of Criminals, said the birth rate, rather than immigration, is the primary driving factor in the Latino boom. Hispanics now account for nearly one quarter of children under the age of 18, Mr. Cohn said. Hispanics are a younger population, and there are just more women of a childbearing age in their group, she said. Although immigration remains a major contributor to Hispanic population growth, the recent recession and high unemployment rates may have prompted a tapering off in the rate of foreign-born nationals seeking U.S. residency, analysts said. Okay, folks, that's it. But keep in mind that they lied to us by just a third, telling us that there was 11 to 12 million illegal aliens in the country here that they want to give amnesty to. But there's 30 to 35 million illegal aliens here in this country right now. So if they're lying about the population, Hispanic population growth in this country is 50 million right now, it could be a tremendous amount more than that, folks. So just keep that in mind. Okay, let's go to something else now. Let's go to Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. Okay? This is very interesting, folks, that the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms have put out here. Are you prepared for Obama's an abomination's attack on new anti-gun laws? I hope so, because right now, Obamination is holding meetings that could determine if you can even own a gun in the future. That's right, instead of doing his job, i.e. keeping his promises, i.e. fixing the economy and creating jobs, Obamination is pouring all of his energy into a massive campaign to grab your gun. We must stop Obamination before our Second Amendment rights are totally obliterated forever. I urge you today to fill out the electronic citizens injunction form right away. Please do it now. This is extremely urgent. Your citizens injunction form will demand that U.S. Senator Mitch McConnell to use his position as Senate minority leader to stop a Barack Obamination from sneaking his gun confiscation agenda past Congress. Obamination will issue his gun control plan, i.e. executive orders, to bypass Congress. You see, despite what he claims, Obamination hates being transparent. He loves to weasel his fanatical ideas right past everybody before people like you and me have a chance to stop him. But not this time. This is our chance, and we will stop him. We will not let Obamination get away with hijacking our ability to protect ourselves and our families while he turns a blind eye to the real problem in this country. By the way, we just had a congressman, an anti-gun congressman, folks, last week, kill an illegal alien that broke into his house, shoot an illegal alien that broke into his house. Okay, and I'll share that with you a little later today, okay? Yes, an anti-gun congressman shoots and wounds one of two burglars that broke into his house, robbers and burglars that broke into his house. He had a gun there waiting, and yet he doesn't want you and I to have a gun. He wants you and I, when they're breaking into your house, to call the police and then sit down and wait for the police to get there. So far, Congress has blocked Obamination's freedom-crushing plan, but by using the executive order loophole, he can get away with stripping your gun rights without even going to the Congress first. That is, unless the Congress blocks him by overriding his anti-gun executive orders. And without your help now, along with the help of thousands of other gun owners, Congress won't act to defend your gun rights. Contrary to what they might believe, the truth is Congress works for us, and we won't rest until they're working hard to stop Obamination's assault on law-abiding gun owners. Your citizens' injunction form will urge Senator McConnell to, number one, expose Obamination's plan, use of his executive orders power to increase federal fees on guns and ammunition, ban guns that are imported, extend waiting periods, ban the use of guns on all government property, and even make it illegal to own a gun if you smoke or use tobacco products. We'll be right back after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network, folks.
And Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
On the Officer Jack McLam program, I'm that old retired cop Jack McLam here with you, and we're going to go right back to this report from the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. This report. Number two, your Citizens Injunction Form will urge Senator McConnell to publicly denounce Obama Nation's backdoor gun control methods that threaten our Bill of Rights. Number three, lead a battle in Congress to nullify each and every anti-gun executive order that phony President Obama Nation signs into law. If we just could let the American people believe that he's not our president, folks, he's a phony. He's not our president. He's from Kenya. He was born in Kenya in Africa, not born here in the United States. He's not an American at all. He's a communist Muslim. At this very moment, the White House staff, along with radical gun ban groups, are working overtime on scores of anti-gun rights proposals that Obama Nation could enact by executive order at any minute. No president has ever been as anti-gun and vindictive to gun owners as phony President Obama Nation. And unless let me back up here just a minute, tell you that the reason for this is he's been ordered by his bosses, and that's not you and me. It's the Communist Zionist Council on Foreign Relations to put us under a communist system here in this country. And he's a communist himself. And so he's working day and night, but he knows he's got to get the guns away from us because we may resist the communist system that he's bringing over top of us here in the United States. So that's why he's working day and night to try to get our guns away from us. And unless you and I act today, harsh and punitive gun control measures will soon be executive ordered by phony President Obama Nation. But Senator Mitch McConnell can pull the plug on Obama Nation's grand scheme and get the Senate to block his gun-grabbing legislation through executive order. The Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms has been working nonstop to defeat this executive order threat ever since we first learned of it. And we both know that Obama Nation can't be trusted. Thanks to the pro-gun Americans like you, there is mounting pressure to stop Obama Nation in the Senate. But it will take the lead of the minority leader, Mitch McConnell, to bring the pressure to a scolding boil. Please do not assume that the sleek, dishonest Obama Nation administration and their anti-gun allies in the media will report any of what you are reading right now. They will not. They want to keep Americans ignorant and in the dark while they work behind the scenes to take your guns away. Unless Congress steps in, the White House will ruthlessly advance their gun-hating objectives for their Second Amendment, anti-Second Amendment messiah, Obama Nation. And unless you and I act today, phony President Obama Nation, with the stroke of his presidential pen, which is a phony pen because he's not our president, could get away with eradicating the Second Amendment forever, you and I can stop this treacherous anti-gun policy by signing your citizen's injunction form. I'll give you the address, folks, where you can order that citizen's injunction form after I finish this report. We need to demand that Senator Mitch McConnell fight Obama Nation's anti-gun executive order game plan. Then we must create a grassroots uprising of Americans willing to back up our stand. Sorry, folks, about the coffee. Senator Mitch McConnell is a strong gun rights supporter, but unless he knows that you and other gun owners are going to stand up behind him, we can't expect him to lead the fight. That's why I'm counting on you to sign your citizen's injunction form today. But your citizen's injunction form alone will be enough. In fact, my staff has estimated it could take a minimum of 1 to 2 million injunction forms to have a real impact on Capitol Hill. And at roughly 36 cents apiece, it will cost us more than $355,000 to print and distribute this minimal amount. What's more, we will need funds above to and beyond this amount to help make our case on radio, TV, in newspapers, and on the internet. Be right back, folks, with more about this very important report to stop phony President Obama Nation when we return after these important messages on RBM.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home. The Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy. The best you can.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you, coming to you from our two police and military associations up here in the Great Rocky Mountains. Okay. Let's finish up this report real quick here and give you a phone number to call to order your citizen's injunction form, okay, to fill out, folks. It also says here, if you can afford it, please generously give a contribution of $20, $30, $50, $100 or more to the citizen's right to keep and bear arms. But your citizen's injunction form alone will be enough, folks. So please order that. For more than two centuries, Americans have bravely fought and died to protect our Bill of Rights. You and I owe it to them to see to it that phony President Obamanation does not, with the stroke of his pen, destroy their sacrifices and our Second Amendment for good. Second Amendment right for good. Okay, folks, here's the phone number to call Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. It's in Bellevue, Washington, by the way. And the number is 425, area code, 454-4911. Okay? 425, area code, 454-4911. Or to email to CCRKBA, and that's Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. CCRKBA-news@freedomdonations.com. CCRKBA-news@freedomdonations.com. Okay? All right, folks. Hope that you will do that, because we definitely need to take down Obama Nation. One way to do it is to sign your form, Citizens Injunction Form, with the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. Okay, now I'm going to get into something else very important, folks. Beyond high treason, U.S. gives Communist China eminent domain over U.S. property here in USA. The land grab begins. Collateral for U.S. debt. Red China is handed eminent domain over U.S. property by Hillary Clinton. Okay? All right. Here it is, by A. True Ott, Ph.D. in neuropathic doctor. Okay? This is the real and as ugly as it gets. Number one, China begins to covert war on the Free American Republic in their 1950s by taking over much of the pharmaceutical drug manufacturing for American and British big pharma. This is an outgrowth of the Rothschild opium ring processing by the British West Indies Company during the 1800s, and is brokered by the City of London and Washington District of Criminals. Number two, arch-illuminist and Satanist Henry Kissinger normalizes trade relations with China during the Nixon years. Henry Kissinger is called the Boer, okay? His communist name, secret name, is the Boer, okay? And he's had that name for 50 years now, as he's been a communist all this time. And I didn't know he was a Satanist, but I guess communists are atheists, so I'm not surprised that he's a Satanist. Number three, eventual LSD Mormon Church President Gordon B. Hinckley, via the church-owned Polynesian Culture Center in Hawaii, establishes a hard currency pipeline with Communist Beijing, exchanging bank trade credits for CIA, British MI6 drug services, rendered in hard gold and silver, while hiding behind the cloak of world religion. That's Gordon B. Hinckley, the president of the Mormon Church. This is facilitated via the LSD, LDS Mormon Church, built and controlled Shenzhen Special Economic Zone, adjacent to Communist Hong Kong. When Hinckley is made LDS president, his first official visit as world prophet is to China, where the Chinese communist leaders gave him a hero's welcome and a confetti parade. Number four, Arkansas natives Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton and Sam Walton massively increased contracts with Communist China factories over 2,000%. This results in a tremendous imbalance of trade with Communist China, thanks to the Mormon Special Economic Zone in China, Communist China's communist leaders began massive, incredible, real wealth in gold and silver. Number five, China, Red China, produces trillions of dollars worth of U.S. purchases, trillions of dollars worth of U.S. Treasury bills and bonds, paying for it with gold and silver provided by the Shenzhen Economic Zone exchanges. Such much of the U.S. national debt is purchased from the private Federal Reserve Bank in this manner. Number six, Dr. Jeff Tannenberger, a Jew of the U.S. Institute of Pathology in Fort Detrick, Maryland, the world headquarters for biological weapons development, successfully mapped the genome of the 1918 killer flu virus responsible for the 1918 pandemic that killed millions of Americans. The worst killer virus ever to be plagued mankind is now ready to be used as a covert weapon disguised as a natural influenza mutation. That's where the swine flu came from, folks. The Fort Detrick, Maryland. They made the swine flu there to poison the American people. And they also made the shots that you take to stop the swine flu, which are poisonous themselves. Number eight, December 2005, the Chinese Defense Minister, Chai Hoxia, delivers a speech to the communist Chinese military leaders outlining the inevitable expansion of China into Canada and the United States and Australia. He justifies this because of a Chinese racial superiority in this eminent domain. To accomplish this, Americans would first have to be cleansed off America by means of a powerful biological weapon causing 150 to 200 million American deaths. The plan would be enacted after the symbolic Olympic Games. China begins buying oil and gas futures, spiking the worldwide prices to historic levels. Number nine, March 13, 2008, a secret meeting is conducted with the U.S. House and Senate, agents of the Club of Rome, which is a globalist group, folks, gives a preview of upcoming events to elected officials who first swore an oath of secrecy to the Club of Rome. The traitors are briefed that the economy will begin its collapse in October 2008 and will totally collapse in mid-2009. They're a little late. As events unfold in 2009-2010, Congress was told that the real possibility of massive civil unrest and even civil war being waged is a possibility. Communist concentration camps are constructed to imprison civil agitators like you and me, folks, in their death camps there where they have guillotines to cut your head off if you're a Christian. They hate Christians with a passion. Okay, folks, let's go to another report here real quick. Remember, next hour is open phones on the Officer Jack McLam program, folks. Next hour is open phones, okay? Creating federal trade communist China towns in America for silent takeover of America. Are U.S. and state officials committing treason? Question mark. Each and every one of the state, our state governors has approved and allocated a certain amount of acres of their U.S. communists straight out of China. They are to set up little towns and live here, supposedly for the purpose of producing Chinese products for sale in the USA. That's not true, folks. What they're doing is bringing in soldiers, communist Chinese soldiers, into here and treating them as civilians. But they're not. They're Chinese soldiers to take over the United States. They are to set up little towns and live here, supposedly for the purpose of producing Chinese products for sale in the USA. The land the states are giving them for their little town will be considered foreign territory, folks. We can't even go on it. We are told that the laws of the state and the state in which these Chinese communists dwell will apply to the communist foreign trade zone, and you can't enter in. So they can bring in, like down across from Boise, they're giving them 30,000 acres down across from Boise, Idaho, folks, to set up a city for communist Chinese, where they're going to bring an international airport in there to bring in war machinery and war products into this country without us ever knowing about it. Okay? Comment. If so, why are they allowed in here? Isn't the whole setup unlawful? There are 257 of these little communist towns to be built all over the United States. If you take 257 and divide it by 50, folks, how many will be in your state? Go to this website and see the list of the states and how many free trade zones are to be in erected in each and every state. Our nations are being peppered all over with these communist closed towns called zones. This insane brainstorm by Washington District of Criminal officials was just recently discovered by alert citizens in the state of Idaho, where a free trade zone is being built there just south of Boise, Idaho. Possibly 30,000 acres of Idaho is going to be used for that free trade zone, with an international airport there to bring in war machinery, war equipment. Check this site quickly before it is removed. Then you get to this website. When you get to this website, folks, be prepared by having enough paper to print 40 pages listing all the free trade zones to be built over the whole United States. 257 of these free trade zones. It is absolute insanity. How gullible are we? The excuse given for creating communist towns all over our nation is that these Chinese people will produce products for sale in the United States, and the free trade zones will emanate overseas shipping costs of the products they create. Eliminate overseas shipping costs of the products they create. That's not true, folks. That's a cover story. You're really coming in here to take over the United States. Can't we manufacture our own products anymore with American workers? How foolish are we to allow this to happen? Remember the hard-learned lesson taught to gullible people back during ancient times when the Trojan horse was built and they pulled it past their protective gate and it was filled with soldiers. Do we Americans look that stupid to the communist Chinese and to our Washington, D.C. leaders, District of Criminal leaders? It will not mean jobs for Americans. All the help will be communist Chinese. Besides, it is to be classed as foreign territory, these little towns. Remember, enclave there. Is there any danger for Americans to allow this? What do you think? It is a known fact that Communist China has been preparing for war against the United States for years. Many guns are pointed at us. Why should these free trade zones be allowed? What is the real reason for them? Well, right now we have a communist president, and he is run and controlled 100% by the Communist Zionist Council on Foreign Relations. And they want as many communists in here as possible to help them take over and put us under a Soviet-style totalitarian military rule system. We'll be right back after these important messages on the Republic Broadcasting.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to AshworthTraining.com.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Let me take a minute here to share this phone number with you if you're interested in calling in next hour, which is open phone on the Officer Jack McLam program. Here's the number you call in on, folks, if you want to say a few words or ask questions. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. If you'd like to call in next hour, okay, 800-313-9443. go back to this report now here about all these 257 little communist towns across the United States. There'll probably be at least 10 in your state, folks, because how many times does 50 go into 257? Well, maybe not 10. When you get this website, or no, how, let's see, can't we remember the hard learned lesson of the Trojan horse that was built and pulled past the protective gate? Do we Americans look stupid that the Chinese and to our Washington District of Criminal leaders, it will not mean jobs for Americans? All the help will be Chinese communist soldiers. Besides, it is to be classed as foreign territory. Remember, these free trade zones, and we can't enter in. It is known fact that China has been preparing for war against the United States for years. That's the law that calls for us to have no more army, no more navy, and no more air force or marine, all of which is to be transferred over on a permanent basis to the communist-dominated United Nations. That law also prohibits all firearms from being owned by American citizens. Here's that law, folks. Public Law 87-297, signed into law by John F. Kennedy for general and complete disarmament of the United States. Without firearms, there will be no more liberty, freedom, or justice in American government. Not that there's any there now. Guns are the main core of the check and balance system. Our nation's founders realized that firearms in the possession of the people are the indispensable safeguard upon which all the other rights in the Bill of Rights depend. That's why the Second Amendment was meant to be honored, treasured, and preserved. Some people are wondering if the American land in these free trade zones is being given as collateral for the huge debt we owe the communist Chinese today. Some people are asking, does communist China own us, and is our land collateral in case we don't pay the debt? Communist China is allowing American businesses to get established in China as free trade zones. Americans must build the structure in China, and they must employ all Chinese people and do the work in what is built there, but not so in America. There'll be no jobs for Americans here. We'll be right back, folks, after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
The next